like this hymn we just sang said, may the Lord prompt us to love one another and to dwell as brethren in Christ.
我很喜欢刚才这首诗歌，里面说我们要激发爱心，让我们不光彼此在一起，而且让神在我们中间居住。
You know, as I think as I grow older, physically as well as in the Lord, it's always such a pleasure to break bread with brothers and sisters.
当我在年开始慢慢年长的时候，不管是在物质的身体上，还有在灵里面，我就越来越珍惜跟弟兄姐妹一起擘饼的这个机会。
And even though I don't know many of you, it really feels like I'm at home in the family of God.
虽然在这里很多人我都不认识，但是我真是觉得是在神的这个家里。
But there are a few of you that I know, and I thank you for your hospitality and hanging out with me and fellowshipping with me this weekend.
但我们中间也有一些是我认识的，也感谢他们在这个周末呢来招呼我，而且跟我一起来交通。
And I think they've taken very good care of me and fed me well.
他们很好的照顾我了，所以我吃得很好。
But I did have one complaint to them, and I'm from Seattle originally, and I complained that a lot of the Seattle young people are being stolen and being brought here to Houston and with nothing in return.
但我有一个抱怨，我跟他们讲，西雅图我们有很多年轻人被这边的偷了过来，而且呢还没有回去的，所以这个弟兄在抱怨这件事情。
But it makes me really happy to see, especially some of the young ones who are fellowshipping with you all now.
但是我很高兴，在现在这些年轻人从西雅图来的，是在这里跟大家在这里交通。
Some of whom I taught when they were very little in Sunday school, and now I see them in college and working and everything else.
其中有一些是我从小在主日学把他们教大的，现在他们已经进了大学。
So I want to begin by greeting brothers and sisters on behalf of the saints in Manhattan.
那我现在先要在这里向大家问好，是为着在曼哈顿的弟兄们向大家问好。
So for those that don't know, my family and I now live in New York, and we meet with a small group in the city.
如果你不知道我的背景的话，现在我们家跟不多的几位圣徒是在纽约的市中心那里聚集。
And we're grateful to the brothers and sisters here in Houston, many of which have been praying for us.
那我也感激在这边聚会的弟兄姐妹们，因为有很多是为我们那边的聚会祷告。
And some of you may know we've been searching for a long time for a meeting place, and the Lord has recently blessed us with one.
而且也有一些人知道，我们最近在寻找一个聚会的地方，最近神也祝福我们，我们找到了。
The Lord has tested us a little bit, but he has proven himself to be faithful and to be Jehovah Jireh.
那在这个中间，神也给我们一些试炼，但是我们也经历耶和华以勒，因为他为我们预备。
So we have an open space now, and it needs to be renovated, but very soon we'll be able to meet there and worship there.
我们现在得着一个地方，现在还是需要来装修，但是很快我们就可以在里面聚集。
And so with that thought, I kind of want to share some impressions about the Lord's house this morning.
所以借着这个意念，我想跟大家来分享关乎神的家。
And particularly, there is a chapter in the book of Haggai, the first chapter, that has been prompting my heart recently.
尤其是在哈该书其中的一章，一直在我的心里面在这里来激励我。
And so I thought, since it's a very short chapter, we'll just read through Haggai 1.
因为这是很短的一章，所以让我们一起来读。
For the younger ones, I'll give you a little bit of time to find the book of Haggai. It's a very short book in the Old Testament.
对于年轻的，我给你们多一点时间，因为这本书很短，要找到不容易。
You'll find it between Zephaniah and Zechariah,
是在
if that helps.
是在西番雅书跟撒迦利亚书中间，希望能够帮你。
Maybe for the sake of time, I'm going to read it through in English, and then for the Chinese speaking, perhaps you can just follow in your text.
所以为了省时间，不如这样，我来读英文，那读中文的就在同时来预备。
Okay, so Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, The time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, while this house lies desolate? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to be put into a purse with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord. You look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts? Because of my house which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house. Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew and the earth has withheld its produce. I called for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on what the ground produces, on men, on cattle, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people showed reverence for the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of Darius the king. I want us to focus on Verses 3 and 4 of this chapter.
我想大家把注意力集中在这一章的三节跟四节。
And particularly this question that Haggai poses to the people.
尤其是先知撒该向着这些百姓所问的这个问题。
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? Consider your ways.
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
And then I want us to look at one other verse in Zechariah, so the following book.
另外一个章节就在下面这本书，撒加利亚书。
Now we know that Zechariah and Haggai were contemporaries.
我们知道撒加利亚跟哈该都是在近代的。
And they were sent by the Lord to encourage the remnant.
他们都是被神所差遣来鼓励这些余民。
And so Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3.
就是撒加利亚书的一章三节。
Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, declares the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
撒加利亚书一章三节。所以你要对以色列人说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Return to me that I may return to you.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
You know, the Lord desires to dwell amongst his people.
大家知道吗？因为神他愿意居住在他的子民中间。
We know that during the time of the remnant,
我们知道在被掳的那一段时间
When the people were led by Zerubbabel, the governor, and Joshua the high priest.
那个时候，这些渔民们被掳归回的人是被撒加利亚还有这个先知约书亚所带领，
and when,
祭司约书亚。
And when the prophets Haggai and Zechariah counseled the people.
那个时候，哈该跟撒加利亚两个先知就在那里来鼓励这些子民。
We know that the Lord was looking for a physical place to dwell.
我们知道那时候神是寻找一个物质上可以居住的地方。
And we know that today the Lord is looking for a spiritual house to dwell amongst His people.
但今天神要寻找的这个殿是属灵的殿。
And I think we all know that in the Old Testament, that physical dwelling was at first the tabernacle and then the temple.
我们知道在旧约里面神居住的地方先是约柜，后来是圣殿。
And the scripture tells us that today we are the temple of God and He desires to dwell in our midst.
但是圣经也是这样讲，在新约里面说我们就是神的殿，神今天就住在我们里面。
He wants to be able to find a dwelling place or a home within the church.
他今天就要在教会里面找着一个他居住的地方。
I wanted to give, maybe for the young people, I wanted to give you a little bit of backgroundto these verses found in Haggai and Zechariah.
那为着年轻人，我想为着刚才哈该书的这些章节讲一讲它的背景。
Now the story begins in actually 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, towards the end of the period of the kings.
其实这个故事的开始是在列王记下跟历代志下最后的那个部分。
I mean, even on Friday night, we read aboutManasseh, who was one of the more wicked kings in among God's people.
在礼拜五我们查经的时候读到马拿西王，他是这个王里面比较邪恶的一个。
And our brother reminded us that it was Manasseh during Manasseh's time and during his reign that prompted the Lord to allow his people to go into captivity.
那我们读到就是在马拿西王的时候，他们这些民激动耶和华，让耶和华心里面起义，让他们可以让他们被掳。
And we know that after Manasseh, towards the end of the period of the kings, at the end of 2 Chronicles, we find 4 kings.
那在马拿西之后，历代志下最后我们又读到有四个王。
And 3 of these 4 kings were depicted as evil.
这里面有三个王在圣经的描述是邪恶的。
And there was a fourth king whose reign was so short that they didn't have time to describe him, but he was probably evil as well.
那还有一个王，他的那个做王的时间太短，没有太多记述，但是我们相信他也是一个坏的王。
And it was this evil in the sight of Jehovah that allowed Nebuchadnezzar, a foreign king, to come inTake away God's people.
就是因为这些王他们作恶，所以神允许尼布甲尼撒王来掳了这些民，而且毁坏耶路撒冷。
We see at the end of 2 Chronicles how the Lord allows His city to be destroyed. He allows the temple to be burnt with fire, and He allows the walls to be destroyed.
那在历代志下最后的时候，我们看到神允许耶路撒冷城被毁，而且圣殿被烧，城墙也都
And at this point, this was a very sad state for the people of God.
那在这种情况下面，对于神的百姓来讲是非常非常悲哀的时候。
I mean, this is how it's described. Maybe we can read one verse. It's 2 Chronicles 36:14.
也许我们来读一处的章节，就讲到这里，是历代志下36章。
And it says, Moreover, all the leaders of the priests and the people transgressed more and more, according to all the abominations of the nations, and defiled the house of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem.
Which verse?
Verse 14.
第14节。那里讲到众祭司长和百姓也大大犯罪，效法外邦人一切可憎的事，污秽耶和华在耶路撒冷分别为圣的殿。
And we know that in the final three kings, the reign of the final three kings,
那我们知道在最后三个王做王的期间，
Nebuchadnezzar came three times and took away the articles found in the house of God, the dishes and the silverware and the vessels.
那我们知道在这三个王做王期间，尼布甲尼撒王三次来攻击耶路撒冷，而且把圣殿里面的所有的那些财宝都掳去，包括这些大小的器皿。
And you see the anger of the Lord fall upon his people during this time.
我们知道神的愤怒在这一段临到他的百姓。
If you read the last chapter in 2 Chronicles, it's actually very horrible.
如果我们真来读历代志下最后这一章的时候，里面是非常可怕的。
Many of the people were slaughtered.
很多人被杀。
The house of the Lord was burnt.
神的殿被烧。
And the walls around the city were destroyed.
而且城墙被毁。
And those that weren't slaughtered were taken captive to Babylon.
那些没有被杀的也都被掳到巴比伦去。
And then it's kind of interesting. We know that after 70 years of captivity,
而且还有一件事很奇妙的，就是当他们被掳70年之后，
we know that the Lord then, during this time, the house of the Lord lay in ruin.
在这一段的时候，神的殿都是在荒凉之中。
But we know that at the end of that 70 years, as prophesied in Daniel,
那我们知道在70年之后，借着先知但以理的预言，
and also Jeremiah,
还有耶利米也曾预言过。
We know that there was a foreign king who was stirred up in order to build God's house.
有一个外邦人的君王被神激动来建造神的殿。
And this was Cyrus, king of Persia.
这就是波斯王塞鲁士。
I thought maybe we could look at this. So if you're still at chapter 36, in 2 Chronicles, look at verses 22 and 23.
我们可以再来看一看，如果你还在历代志下第36章的话，是22-23节。
And it says, Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia,All the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord God of heaven has given me. And he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May the Lord his God be with him and let him go up.
波斯王塞鲁士元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口中所说的话，就激动波斯王塞鲁士的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王塞鲁士如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去，愿耶和华他的神与你同在。
So Cyrus, this foreign king, puts out this proclamation and invites any of the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild God's house.
所以是这个波斯王塞鲁士下诏通告全国，就是这些凡是以色列的子民可以到耶路撒冷去建造殿宇。
And we know that although all of God's people were invited, only a very small fraction went.
我们也知道，虽然所有的以色列百姓都被邀请，但是都被呼召，但是只有少数人回到耶路撒冷。
And if you look in the next book, in Ezra, chapter 2 tells us that there were only 42,360 that went.
如果我们看下面以斯拉书的话，里面记载到只有43,360人回到耶路撒冷。
Plus some servants and others, musicians.
还有他们中间的一些仆役，一些唱诗的人。
So altogether, less than 50,000 people went back to Jerusalem.
或者说只有40,000左右的人回到耶路撒冷。
Now,I'm going to assume that when the nation of Israel was taken captive into Babylon, there were probably millions that were taken.
那我的记忆里面应该有超过百万的以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦这边。
And probably similar to their time in Egypt, over 70 years in Babylon, they probably multiplied.
就像当时以色列人在埃及那400年一样，他们肯定是生养众多。
But if you look at this number of less than 50,000. That probably represented less than 1% of the people.
但我们现在看到的数字是少于五万人，或者说只有不到1%的人回到耶路撒冷。
Now, 1 out of 100 chose to go back to Jerusalem.
所以这100个人里面只有一个被呼召回到耶路撒冷。
The other 99 stayed.
另外99个人留下了。
So there, if there are 300 of you here, that would be 3 people who chose to go back to Jerusalem.
或者说我们这里如果有300人的话，只有三个人被拣选回到耶路撒冷。
I mean, you can imagine the sad state of God's people at this time.
所以你也可以想象在这个时候神的子民的一个可怜的光景。
You know, even this, the heart of this foreign king was stirred up for God's house, and yet God's own people were not stirred up.
因为连这个外邦的君王都被神来激动建造圣殿，但是神自己的百姓却没有。
However, though this remnant, so this 50,000, were small in number, we know that they were faithful and they were zealous for the Lord.
那我们同时也知道，这些被掳归回的渔民不到五万人，他们心里面是火热的，是为着神的。
They wanted to do the recovery work of the Lord. They wanted to rebuild His house.
他们想在神恢复的工作里面，想来建造圣殿。
You know, this remnant desired to see the temple reconstructed.
这些渔民他们心里面渴望看到圣殿被建造起来。
They desired to see the glory of the Lord fill that place once again.
他们渴望见到神的荣耀再一次充满圣殿。
And, you know, we see a New Testament equivalent to this remnant.
在新约里面我们也看到跟渔民相对的同样的情形的人。
I believe it's found in Revelation chapter 3 when it talks about the church in Philadelphia.
我相信是在启示录第三章找到的，就是腓拉铁腓教会的。
And when we consider this church, what's spoken about them is that they were faithful even though they had a little bit of power.
在那里说他们少有能力，但是他们却是在神里面有信心的。
Even though they were small and they were weak, they were faithful.
他们虽然微小，但是他们却在神面前有信。
And they wanted to be a testimony for the Lord, and because of this, the Lord loved and protected them.
他们在心里面愿意来建造，所以神在那里就来保护他们。
And you can imagine that similarly, this remnant was small and they were probably weak with only a little bit of power.
我们看到这些渔民也是一样，他们的数目不多，他们也只是略微有一点能力。
And yet when we read Ezra, it only took them a very short amount of time to lay the foundation to the temple.
我们在以斯拉记看到他们把圣殿的根基建起来没有花太多时间。
And we find this at the end of Ezra chapter 3.
我们是在以斯拉记三章后面所看到的。
You know, the fervency of this remnant was very real and very tangible.
在那里他们这个开始的这件工作是非常的美好的。
You know, recall when they first returned to Jerusalem and began to rebuild, recall their testimony.
我们还记得他们刚刚回到耶路撒冷的时候是蛮有见证的。
And it's found throughout chapters 2 and 3. It talks about how they offered freely from all they had for the building up of God's house.
我们在那里看到他们是心甘情愿的奉献来建造神的殿。
It speaks about how they supported one another by sharing their money and food with those who were doing the actual work, laying the foundation.
而且他们在那里把自己的钱财食物跟那些建造的人来分享。
And then twice in chapter 3 of Ezra it says how they gathered as one man. So there was unity.
而且在以斯拉记第三章不只提到一次说他们如同一人，证明他们中间有合一。
And I believe that this unity, in an assembly or in the body of Christ, is a key trait, when we speak of the testimony of the Lord and whether it's found.
我相信合一这件事是在神的百姓里面见证最强的里面一定会发现的。
You know, I mentioned the church in Philadelphia, but it also reminds me of the early church found in Acts.
那刚才我们提到腓拉铁腓的教会，我们也可以看到在使徒行传里面提到另外的教会。
And we know that in the early church, they were also few in number, but we remembered that they shared everything.
在早期教会的时候，我们也看到他们凡物公用。
In Acts, it tells us that all that believed were together and had things in common.
我们在使徒行传读到这些信主的他们这些基督徒都是住在一起而且凡物公用。
And just like the remnant, We're reminded in Acts that how when Peter stood up to speak, the 11 stood together with him.
就像这些渔民一样，我们看到当时当彼得站起来，传讲福音的时候，有十一个人跟他一同站起来。
You know, this word together is found many times in chapter 2 of Acts.
所以在使徒行传第二章有很多次提到一起。
And I think this togetherness or this unity is a characteristic of that early church.
所以这个一起，这个合一，就是早期教会他们的一个特征。
I think it was a characteristic of that church found in Philadelphia.
我相信这也是在腓拉铁菲教会的特征。
And like our brother reminded us earlier, when they gathered together at Zinzendorf's home, I believe there was a unity.
而且像刚才弟兄提到的，相信当时在新新道夫家里面这个聚集也是有这样的合一。
No, the church in Philadelphia was probably small and had little strength, but we know that Philadelphia means brotherly love.
虽然在腓拉铁菲教会他们的人数不多，他们的能力不大，但是我们相信他们在那里是有一个合一。
And so I think this is how the remnant was a testimony for the Lord as the temple's foundations were being laid.
所以我相信这就是当圣殿根基被立的时候，渔民他们的见证。
And this marked the beginning of the recovery work of the Lord during that time.
这就代表着这些渔民当时在神恢复工作里面的开始。
But we know that, unfortunately, whenever there's a recovery of the Lord, the enemy takes notice.
那我们也知道，每一次有恢复工作的时候，仇敌也会很关注。
And we know that the zeal of the remnant was challenged.
这个时候，这些渔民他们心里面的热心，向着神的热心要被挑战。
We know that trials and persecutions came.
这个时候试炼逼迫都来到。
Almost immediately, as soon as you see the laying of the foundation, an entire next chapter is dedicated to these trials and persecution.
当他们刚开始建造的时候，圣殿根基刚立的时候，我们在这一章就看到马上这些外面的事情就来到。
In Ezra chapter 4 verse 1, it speaks of how adversaries came to trouble them in their building efforts.
就在下面这一章第四章，马上就讲到他们的敌人起来与他们作对。
And in verses 4 and 5, it speaks of how the people of the land weakened their hands and troubled them as they were building.
在第四节、第五节讲到，那地的民就在那个时候来扰乱他们，使他们的手发软。
You know, I think we can learn from this.
我想我们可以从中学到一些事。
Whenever the recovery work of the Lord is being done,the enemy will come to hinder us and to discourage.
每一次当恢复的工作开始的时候，仇敌总要来在那里扰乱我们，在那里来让我们灰心。
Now, whenever we see that there is fervency or zeal to build God's house, and we see this throughout history, the enemy always comes to slow that work down.
在历史历代，我们都看到，当有人热心向着神要起来建造的时候，仇敌总是要起来来反对。
On these words, we see that the enemy weakened their hands and the enemy stopped that recovery of God's purpose.
在刚才我们读的经节里面讲到，这些敌人使他们的手发软，让他们建造的工作停止。
So finally, at the end of chapter 4 in Ezra, it says, verse 24 reads, The work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased.And it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
然后就在以斯拉记四章的最后一节二十四节，这里这么讲：于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
And then, if you read the first two verses of chapter 5, it says, "When the prophets Haggai and Zechariah the son of Iddo." Prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jehozadak, arose and began to rebuild the house of God which is in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were there with them, supporting them.
所以在第五章一跟二节这么讲。那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹太人说劝勉的话于是撒拉铁的儿子索罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子耶稣雅 都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
So we see that after these trials found in chapter 4, the work of the building of God's house ceased.
我们在第四章看到，当敌人起来搅扰他们的时候，试炼来到的时候，他们的工作停止了。
And then in the first verse of chapter 5, we see that the rebuilding begins again.
然后在第五章前面，我们看到这个建造又开始了。
However, between that last verse in chapter 4 and the first verse in chapter 5, was a period of roughly 16 years.
但是在第四章的最后一节跟第五章的第一节中间啊，停止了大概有14年的时间。
We know the temple foundation was laid in approximately 536 BC, and we know that the second year of Darius's reign was roughly 520 BC.
因为我们知道当圣殿根基立的时候是主前536年，但大力乌王第二年的时候是主前520年。
So between these two verses, 16 years.
所以在这两节中间是16年时间。
The foundation was laid, but there was no construction on God's house for over a decade and a half.
虽然神的殿的根基已经立好了，但是有16年的时间却没有在上面的建造。
And so with that as an introduction, I want us to look at Haggai now.
所以刚才的都是这个背景的介绍，现在我们来看哈该书。
And I wanted us to think about these 16 years.
让大家心里面一直来思想16年这个时间。
So what happened during these 16 years?
那在这16年发生了什么呢？
You know, Ezra jumps from verse 24 to chapter 5 verse 1 and gives us no detail of those 16 years.
因为在以斯拉记的四章二十四节到五章第一节中间没有给我们任何细节。
We see the work ceasing in chapter 4 and then we see the work beginning in chapter 5. But what happens during these 16 years?
我们在第四章最后看到工作停止，在第五章的前面看到工作开始，但中间发生了什么？
And I think we can get some clues to this when we then look at Haggai chapter 1.
我想我们可以从哈该书第一章看到一些线索。
You know, if we revisit Haggai, chapter 1 verse 3, we read earlier, or verse 4, it says, Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate?
在哈该书第一章第四节那里讲到，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
And it says, Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways.
现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
You know, I think this was a stern warning to the remnant at the time, and it's a stern warning to us as well today.
所以这个是当时对着渔民一个很严厉的警告，我想对于我们今天也是同样严厉的一个警告。
You know, in these 16 years where they were no longer working on the temple, we realized that they were working on their own homes.
因为在这里面我们看到这16年没有在神的圣殿建造，反而他们是在自己的家里面建造。
These ones who were so zealous for the house of the Lord and laid the foundation in such a short time now turned and worked on their own homes.
就是这些人，他们对神大发热心啊，在那里这么短的时间立好圣殿根基的人，现在却在自己的家里面来建造。
It speaks of how perhaps they now began to pursue their own purpose rather than the Lord's purpose.
或者可以这么说，他们现在来追寻的是自己的旨意，不是神的旨意。
And their own will rather than the Lord's will.
他们来寻求的是自己的意思，不是神的意思。
And so, you know, this can happen to us if we're not careful, where we begin to build our own homes, our own lives, and forget to work on God's house.
所以如果我们不小心的话，我们就是在建造自己的家，建造自己的心意，而不是神的家。
You know, remember how zealous they were when they were called out of Babylon for the Lord's purpose.
我们记得当他们被从巴比伦召回的时候，心里面是何等的火热。
And now their love for the Lord's house had grown cold, or perhaps lukewarm at best.
现在他们对神殿心里面的那个热心已经没有了，或者说已经不冷不热了。
Brothers and sisters, has this happened to us?
弟兄姐妹们，这个有没有发生在我们身上？
You know, think about the zeal for the Lord we had when we were first captured by Him.
你还记得吗？当我们最初被神抓住的时候，我们心里多火热。
Remember the fervency we had in loving our brothers and sisters.
还记得吗？对着弟兄姐妹们，我们的心那个爱也是何等的火热。
And we probably had a desire to see the body of Christ built up.
而且我们心里面渴望看到神的身体被建造。
But then, and I'm speaking from my own experience, so I'm not, you know, indicting anyone here. But we can see how the world can creep in and can distract us from the Lord's purpose.
然后发生什么？我现在讲的是我自己，不是在这里来指责大家。就是当世界进来的时候，我们这个热心就慢慢冷淡。
But I think this can happen to any of us.
我想这个对我们每个人都有可能发生。
As some of you younger ones grow older, your focus could become your education.
当这些年轻人你们慢慢长大的时候，也许教育就成为你们心里面最注重的一件事。
Some of you perhaps are already inquiring where you ought to go for college.
也许你们中间已经有人在想，我大学应该去哪里读。
You know, sometimes our education can distract from the Lord's purpose.
有的时候教育这件事可以让我们从神的旨意里面偏离。
And then for some of you in college, perhaps you're wondering what you ought to do for a career.
也许在大学的你们心里在想，以后我的工作该怎么样？
You know, these are all stages I went through, so I can speak from personal experience.
因为这些阶段都是我所经历的，所以我可以从个人的经历里面来讲。
And then perhaps as we have our own, as we become married and have our own kids, we have families, and this can become a distraction to the building up of the Lord's work.
然后我们就进入婚姻，而且有孩子，这也可以成为让我们建造神家里面的一个打脚。
And then perhaps our homes and our possessions, as they increase, you know, does this take away from that first love for the Lord?
然后当我们的家慢慢扩大，当我们的财富积累的时候，是不是也成为我们在神心意里面的一个偏离？
You know, if we're not careful, it's easy for the Church of Philadelphia to become the Church of Laodicea.
如果我们不小心的话，腓拉铁非教会很快、很容易就可以成为老底嘉教会。
It's easy for us to quit working on God's house and work on our own homes, and for our hearts to grow lukewarm.
很容易，我们就可以从神殿的建造转到我们自己家的建造，向着神的心也变成不冷不热。
We know that in Revelation 3, the Church in Laodicea was criticized for being lukewarm.
我们在启示录第三章看到老底嘉的教会被神指责，因为他们不冷不热。
And being lukewarm in spiritual things so displeases the Lord that He gave them a very stern warning. And I think you guys all know the scripture.
因为这个不冷不热在神的眼中是如此的恨恶，所以他给了他们一个非常严厉的警告。我想大家对这些章节都很熟。
So we see during this time of the remnant how when persecution came, even the zealous hearts of the remnant became lukewarm.
所以在渔民身上我们也看到，当试炼这些逼迫临到的时候，他们的心也变成不冷不热了。
And I think it's very natural when we become lukewarm to the things of the Lord,we start focusing on our own things.
在天然里面，如果我们对神的事不冷不热，一定会对自己的事发热心。
We focus on our own lives.
我们的注意力就在自己的生活里面。
You know, we now see that this remnant is building up their own homes, described as paneled homes.
就看到这些渔民建造自己的家，他们的家描述是有天花板的。
And perhaps they were building up their own careers and their own families.
也许他们在那里建造自己的这个工作建造自己的家庭。
And all while neglecting the purpose with which they were called out of Babylon.
他们完全已经离弃了当时被呼召回到耶路撒冷的那件事。
So this, it's at this time that the message of Haggai is delivered.
就在这个时候哈该的信息临到他们。
It's at this time that the Lord sent Haggai into their midst to remind them.
就在这个时候神差遣哈该来到他们中间来提醒他们。
And to challenge them.
而且来向他们发出挑战。
You know, is it okay for you guys to dwell in these nice homes while the house of the Lord lies desolate?
这个挑战就是这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
I think many of us sitting in here today have a similar background.
我相信在座的有许多人有同样的背景。
You know, we probably share a similar story.
而且我们都彼此之间有一个共同的故事。
Perhaps some of you came to this country to pursue what we call an American dream.
也很多人来到这个国家是来追寻一个美国梦。
You know, we come to the United States, we come to Houston, perhaps to advance our careers or advance our provide for our family.
也许我们到了休斯顿这个地方是要在职业上面来向前发展，让我们的家庭在这里发展。
And as I've seen over the weekend, Houston is a pretty darn good place to raise kids.
在这个周末我看到了休斯顿其实是一个很好抚养家庭的地方。
And so I think maybe a lot of you have come here with a dream.
也许很多人就是这样带着一个梦来到这里。
And I thinkYou know, the story of America is immigrants that have come here with a dream.
因为我们知道整个美国这个国家就是这些移民带着梦想来建造。
And so we want to pursue what's best for our careers or our families.
所以我们在心里面就是来追寻在职业上面家庭里面最好的那个。
And I can appreciate that a little bit more because now I have my own family and I have four mouths to feed instead of just one.
我现在可以多讲在这方面多讲一点，因为现在我们家也在扩大，我现在要喂四口人。
And so I can appreciate, you know, the importance of pursuing.
所以我知道，来追求在职业上追求，是有它的好处。
However, does this pursuit get in the way of the Lord's purpose for our lives?
但是这个追求有没有来搅乱我们在神里面的追求？
Does this pursuit or dream get in the way of His will for my life.
这个追求这个梦想有没有打搅神在我们身上的心意呢？
You know, His will for my life is not that I attain to the best education.
因为神在我身上的意思不是来得着最好的教育。
His will is not that I advance my career or acquire more wealth.
他在我身上的心意也不是让我的职业成功或者让我得着更多的财富。
And His will for us is not to buy bigger homes and nicer cars.
他在我身上的心意也不是说来买一个更好的房子，开更好的车。
His will isn't for my kids to go to Harvard or Rice.
他的心意也不是让我的孩子去哈佛或者去莱斯大学。
You know, this may be the immigrant mentality that many of us have.
也许这是尤其是移民心里面的追求。
And I don't think it's necessarily a wrong thing to want a better life for ourselves and our kids.
我想如果我们为了自己为了孩子有一个更好的生活并不是一件错的事。
But I think we become very short-sighted if we allow our emotions, our joy, our satisfaction and our peace of mind to be tied to these things alone.
但是如果我们允许自己的情感、自己的喜乐、自己的满足是在这些事情上面的话，只在这些事情上面。
You know, this American dream is a very wonderful ideology, right? It means that we can come to this country without a dime in our pocket, we can work hard and we can become millionaires.
这个美国梦是一个非常理想的事，在我们的心目中就是我到这里来一无所有，但是慢慢靠着自己的双手来建造。
And living in New York these past 6 years, you see a lot of New Yorkers with such a dream.
所以我在过去六年住在纽约，看到很多在纽约的人就是心里面带着这一个梦想。
And it probably doesn't help that in New York we all live in really small apartments and we always want more space.
在纽约有一件事情是很麻烦，就是我们只能住很小的地方，每个人都想住更大。
And it probably doesn't help that it's so expensive to live there, you barely have any savings left at the end of the month.
而且在那里还有一个不好的事情，就是不管你赚多少钱，到一个月结束的时候你省不下多少钱。
And I think it doesn't help that it's such a competitive environment, and my wife and I are experiencing it now with our kids, howNew Yorkers want their kids to get into the best schools, even at a very young age, and starting with kindergarten.
在纽约呢，我跟我的妻子现在也经历到了这些人在他们的孩子身上的那种心意追求是何等的，让他们要进最好的学校，从幼稚园就开始。
You know, we have a school system in New York where you have to test into the better schools, and either public or private.
在纽约那个教育系统是这样，不管是政府的学校或者是私立学校，你都要考试才能进。
And so we see a lot of our friends and some of my colleagues become very stressed.
就看到我的朋友、我的同事，很多人压力非常大。
You know, they're stressed about not only their own careers but the future of their children and their education.
因为他们不光要在那里为自己的职业担忧，还要为他们孩子的未来来担忧。
And I always joke with my wife that I went to some of the worst public schools in Seattle, but I was still able to get a job.
我经常跟我的妻子开玩笑一样说，我是在西雅图最不好的一个公立学校出来的，我还是有工作。
But of course, I want the best for my kids.
当然，我为我的孩子要求最好的。
But we have to realize that this American dream is a very worldly pursuit.
但是我们必须要认识到，美国梦是一个世界上的追求。
It's a very selfish reality, and you know, it's easy to be caught up in it, and we forget about the Lord's eternal purpose for our lives.
是一个非常自我的追求，所以很容易我们可以忘掉神永远的旨意。
You know, in New York and perhaps in Houston, this envy can crawl into our hearts, right? Do we envy our neighbor because they have a better career?
在纽约也好，在休斯顿也好，我们心里经常会有这样的嫉妒。我们有没有嫉妒我们的邻居，他们的职业比我好
？Are we envious that their house is bigger or nicer, or that they drive nicer cars？
我们有没有很可羡他们的房子、他们的车子比我们好
？And for perhaps some of the Chinese parents, are you envious that your neighbor's kid went to a better college？
你作为中国的父母，有没有？来嫉妒你周围的朋友们，因为他们的孩子进的学校比你的孩子好。
And in our envy, do we just strive and work harder and harder?
就在这样一个嫉妒里面，我们有没有为此越来越努力、勤奋的工作
？You know, is it this dream that is driving us?
是不是这样一个梦在那里来驱动我们
？You know, the remnant they began to pursue their American dream.
我们知道当时的渔民就是来开始追求美国梦。
You know, over the 16 years where they stopped working on God's house, their own houses probably became bigger and nicer.
所以在这16年他们没有建造神圣殿的时候，自己的家肯定是越来越好，越来越大。
You know, they probably acquired more livestock, more crops, you know, more servants.
也许他们的庄稼越来越多，牲畜越来越多，甚至有自己的仆人。
And whileThe Lord's house consisted of nothing but a foundation. You know, they probably lived in very comfortable homes.
虽然神的殿只有一个根基而已，但是他们却在自己的家里面住得很舒服。
So they focused on their own comfort, their own security, and their own joy and peace of mind.
就是在他们里面，他们所享受的是自己的安全，自己的享乐。
But Haggai tells us that they toiled for these things.
但是哈该却说，他们在这些事上却要受苦。
And at the end of all this toil, do we really attain that security or peace of mind?
当他们这样汗流浃背，这样辛苦的时候，他们里面有没有得到一个平安？
You know, that, I think that's the mirage of the American dream, that it's going to bring us absolute peace and joy and security.
所以这就是美国梦另外的一面，它不可能带给我们真正的安息。
So I'm going to test you middle schoolers, because you guys probably know this. You guys have probably taken U.S. history recently.
我现在要来考一考我们的中学生，因为最近你们可能读了美国历史。
You know, the Declaration of Independence tells us something.
因为独立宣言告诉我们一些事。
It tells us that all men should have unalienable rights.
就是每一个人都应该有一个不可被挑战的权利。
And what are these rights? There are three things, right?
在这个权利里面带来三件事。
Life, liberty, and what?The pursuit of happiness.
就是 life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
These guys have blank stares, so maybe not. Maybe the high schoolers know that.
也许高中生知道，就是他们追求的就是自己的有其中有自由，也有自己的享乐。
You know, I think this pursuit of happiness is the American dream.
快乐是美国梦要追求的。
You know, what the Declaration of Independence fails to tell us is that this worldly happiness.It's a lifelong pursuit.
那这个独立宣言没有告诉我们，美国梦这种属世的追求是一生的事情。
You know, and you in reality, you never actually attain that happiness. It's It's a constant pursuit.
所以在实际里面你从来不会得着它，你只不过一直在追就是了。
The Declaration of Independence never promises that we will attain that happiness.
所以独立宣言从来没有保证我们可以得着
这个快乐。And we find that we're continuously pursuing.
而且我们发现自己是一直在追求。
You know, we toil, we work hard.
我们汗流浃背在那里勤劳工作。
You know, in New York, I'm surrounded, and perhaps in Houston because of all the oil money, we're surrounded by a lot of really wealthy people.
在纽约也许在休斯顿一样因为石油行业在这里非常的大
you know, and if you ask,
我们周围的人都很有钱
and if you ask these really wealthy people whether they're satisfied or happy
如果你问这些有钱人你是不是已经满足了是不是已经很快乐
the answer is no right very few are satisfied and happy
很少的人是满足的他们的回答都是还没有
and I'm confident of this and you know why because they are continuously pursuing
我在这件事上非常有把握因为他们总是一直的在那里追求
you know, they're toiling and they're clawing
他们就在那里爬在那里坐在那里汗流浃背
and in my short time in New York I've observed these things
所以在我在纽约这么短的时间已经观察到了
you know some of the wealthiest stockbrokers and some of these are the spouses of my colleagues
就是有一些在股票里面来做交易的那些交易员还有或者是他们的妻子
You know, they live in some really amazing homes. We've seen some really fancy houses. I mean, by New York standards.
所以他们就住在非常非常豪华的地方 就是在用纽约的标准来
But actually, they're pretty big homes even perhaps by Houston standards.
甚至在休斯顿来讲他们的房子都算是大的
And they have amazing vacation homes that they own.
而且他们在外地还有那些度假屋
you know, and they actually have like servant type people.
而且在他们家里面还有佣人
and you know, they have their children go to amazing schools.
他们的孩子去的是非常好的学校
and yet they still yearn for more.
但是他们心里面还想要更多
you know, they work 80-hour weeks so they can try to attain to something.
所以他们每周工作80个小时为着要保持他们的生活
but we know what they attain to is something that's impossible you can never achieve that worldly happiness it's a mirage
所以他们要一直要得着的这个属世里面的这个快乐是一个幻梦而已
and at the end of it all I think their lives are just as empty and fruitless as when they began
所以在最后的时候他们的生命一定跟开始一样就是空虚
And I don't want to knock the Declaration of Independence too much because I'm in Texas, but I think that's what this pursuit of happiness is.
我不想再再来更多的贬低独立宣言。我现在是在德州。
You know, this pursuit of happiness destroys that first love for the Lord.
但是这个追求自己的快乐
It takes away that zeal in our hearts for the Lord.
会毁坏我们向着神的热情毁坏神在我们身上的心意
that zeal needs to be placed upon building up of his house his church
这个热心应该是用来在建造他的教会建造神的殿
as I mentioned earlier we have to be careful because it's very easy for the church of Philadelphia to become the church in Laodicea
我开始已经提到了如果我们不小心的话腓拉铁菲教会就会成为老底嘉教会
and it's evident throughout church history
在整个教会的历史这成为一个非常明显的事情
I think we're all aware of the Brethren movement that occurred in England during the 1800s
我们都知道在18世纪在英国那里那个弟兄会的运动
You know, these were men and women who were really fervent for the Lord and had a heavenly vision of God's purpose for his church
在那里这些男男女女他们就在那里知道神的心意有从天而来的意象
And in fact, our fellowships today have benefited much from these brethren gatherings.
甚至我们今天这里的聚集都因着那个时候弟兄会而得到益处。
And our meeting together actually is modeled even after the elements that came out of the brethren movement.
甚至我们今天我们聚会的形式里面很多的元素都是按照当时的样子。
But have you ever wondered, if you visit England today, you know, where are the descendants of the brethren?
但不知道你有没有惊奇过这件事情，就是如果你到英国去来找到这些弟兄会他们的后裔的时候。
You know, I had this question once because I was curious. I think I was visiting London for work.
我心里面有这样的好奇，因为我曾经去过伦敦一次，因着出差。
And so with a lot of my, you know, curiosities and questions, I turned to our brother Dana Condon.
所以带着这些好奇，带着一些问题，我就来找 Dana 弟兄。
And so I asked him, you know, what happened to the brethren and their descendants? What happened to their kids?
我就问
their grandkids.
我就问弟兄，弟兄会当时那些弟兄他们的后代怎么样？他们的儿女，他们的孙子孙女。
And he told me that that generation of saints had a real love for the Lord, and their children also loved the Lord.
然后他就告诉我，这一代的圣徒，他们心里面真的是爱主，他们的儿女也爱主。
But then their children became successful businessmen, successful lawyers, successful doctors.
但是他们的儿女却在自己的职业里面很成功，有的成了律师，有的成了医生。
They became successful in their careers and they began to accumulate wealth.
因着他们在职业上的成功，在财富上也开始积累。
And I think you know what happens next. You know, their love for the Lord goes from zealous to lukewarm.
然后我们知道下面发生的，他们向着神的爱就从火热变成不冷不热。
And I think we need to learn from this, especially perhaps the younger ones.
我想我们需要来学这件事，尤其是年轻的人。
You know how Philadelphia can become Laodicea.
就是怎样腓拉铁非可以成为老底嘉。
Within one generation that can happen.
只在一代之中就可以发生。
You know, the church in Laodicea was characterized by a deception.
在老底嘉里面描述他们，他们是有一些谎言。
You know, they were deceived that they were wealthy and they have need of nothing.
他们有一个被欺骗的事情，以为是富足，以为一样都不缺。
But in fact, the scripture tells us that they were wretched and poor and blind and naked.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，他们是困苦、可怜、贫穷、赤身的。
And they were this deceived.
他们这么样的被欺骗。
You know, the remnant similarly built up these nice paneled homes.
这些渔民他们把自己天花板的房屋建造起来。
But we read earlier in Haggai, it tells us, you have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but it's not warm enough. And he who earns wages put into a purse with holes.
在哈该书这样讲他们，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Similar to the church in Laodicea, this remnant was deceived.
就像老底嘉教会一样，这些渔民当时也被欺骗了。
I think the work of the enemy is to deceive us.
我想仇敌他的诡计就是来欺骗我们。
To deceive us into thinking that we can attain to a certain wealth or happiness in this world.
让我们觉得在这个世界上可以找着财富，可以找着我们的快乐。
For the more spiritual ones, perhaps we might even be deceived in thinking that, well, I'll first establish myself and my family and my possessions, and then I'll have the resources to serve the Lord.
甚至对一些属灵里面的人，也许也让我们有一个心里有个被欺骗的事情，就是说我要来建造我的自己的事情，我的家庭，然后有了这些资源，我再来服侍教会。
Our deception is that I want to position myself well so that I can serve the Lord.
或者说我要把自己先预备好，到了一个地位，我再来服侍神。
But you know, like I've been saying, there's no end to this pursuit.
但是刚才我已经讲到了，这种追求是没有结束的。
Once you go into that pursuit, there's no end to what we will want from this world.
在这个追求里面，一开始我们就不可能在这个世界上追求到最后的结局。
And if we don't serve the Lord now, and if we don't pursue His purpose now, then we're not going to do it later.
如果我们现在不来服侍神，不来追求神永远的旨意，那我们以后也不会了。
You know, it's sad how the scripture tells us that the laying of the foundation was relatively quick.
我们觉得很悲哀的一件事情，就是圣经里面已经提到这个圣殿根基建造起来非常的快。
And from Ezra, we find that the actual building up of the temple happened in only about 4 years.
甚至在以斯拉记里面告诉我们，整个圣殿建造起来也才四年的时间。
It tells us from the second to the sixth year of Darius's reign.
就是从大力乌王的第二年到大力乌王的which year?
Second to the sixth year. So the temple took 4 years to build.
就是大力乌王的第二年到大力乌王的第六年，所以圣殿只花了四年时间建造。
But 16 years of delay.
但是却有16年的延迟。
Actual work took 4 to 5 years.
真正的工作只用了4到5年时间。
But took over 20 years.
但是整个的时间花了20年。
And that's how the enemy delays the work of the Lord.
这就是仇敌怎么样来拖延神的工作。
That's how the enemy deceives those who are for the Lord, and even those who are zealous for the Lord.
这就是仇敌怎么样来欺骗那些信神的人，甚至那些为神有热心的人。
You know, when we look at Ezra chapter 5, we see that it wasn't just Haggai that the Lord sent to his people.
那在以斯拉记第五章，我们看到神不只差遣了先知哈该而已。
He also sent the prophet Zechariah, the son of Edo.
他也差遣了义多的孙子撒加利亚。
And, you know, what did the Lord want Zechariah to deliver to the people during those 16 years?
那在这16年，神让撒加利亚向着神的子民说了什么话呢？
To the people of God who had grown complacent.
就是这些神的子民已经成了这样的光景。
Perhaps comfortable in building up their own homes.
也许在那里建造自己的家，而且也满足了。
Zechariah 1:3 says, Return to me, declares the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you.
在撒加利亚书1:3里面，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军之耶和华说的。
You know, whenever we've fallen away from the Lord, the cry from our Heavenly Father is to return.
每一次我们背离神的时候，我们天上的父神总是向我们说，回来。
You know, in the time of the remnant, this word, return to me, was delivered by Zechariah.
所以在当时渔民的时候，就借着撒加利亚，神向着他们说，你们转向我。
And I think the Lord's words to this generation, is delivered through the Holy Spirit, and similarly it is returned to me.
我相信在这个时代，神是借着圣灵向我们讲同样的话，转向他。
You know, the heart of the Father yearns for his children.
因为父的心总是向着他的儿女来呼求。
I think the temptation of this generation is greater perhaps than previous generations.
我相信现在这一代你们所面临的比前面的一代更要严重。
Perhaps most of us in this room can say our lives are better than that of our parents at the same age.
甚至我们中间现在的人可以讲我现在的生活光景比我上一代的要好。
But the choice we have to make is, are we going to pursue the Lord's things or our own things?
但我们要做的选择就是我来追求神的事还是追求自己的事。
Our own education, our own careers, our own families, our own homes.
是在我自己里面的学业、职业、家庭或者是财富。
If that's what we're running after, may the Spirit speak to our hearts and say, Return to me that I might return to you.
如果是这样的话，愿意圣灵向着我们说话，让我们来转向他，他就会转向我们。
You know, the church in Laodicea was asked to repent.
在老底嘉教会，当时神向他们的呼召是悔改。
And this word repent actually means to turn around and to come back.
这个悔改词里面带着的就是一个转回一个动作。
So if we've been deceived by the enemy and if we've wandered away, I hope we can turn back to do a 180 and come back to the Father.
所以如果今天我们已经被仇敌欺骗，已经在追求自己的事，希望我们现在有一个180度的转弯回来。
You know, the church in Laodicea here is given this advice. It's found in Revelation 3, verse 19. It says,Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me.
在启示录第3:19，神这样讲：凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。 看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
We know that this was the cry of the prophets to the remnant in Jerusalem at 520 BC.
我们知道这个就是先知在主前520年向着以色列的百姓所发的呼召。
We know that this is the cry of the Holy Spirit to us today.
我们也知道这就是今天圣灵在我们里面的呼求。
And praise the Lord, we see that from the book of Ezra, the remnant indeed heeded this cry.
感谢神，因为我们在以斯拉记里面看到这些百姓响应了神向他们的呼召。
Their hearts were turned once again from their own homes to the house of the Lord.
这些百姓他们的心从自己的房屋转向神的殿。
And we find in Ezra chapter 5 verse 2 that they began to rebuild the house of the Lord.
在以斯拉记五章二节，我们看到他们起来再开始建造神的殿。
As I mentioned at the beginning, the Lord is looking for a place to dwell, and that is his church today.
刚才在开始的时候我已经提到神今天在寻找所居住的地方就是在教会。
We know with each generation he's doing a work of recovery.
在每一个世代他都要做恢复的工作。
It's so easy for us to be deceived. It's so easy for me to be deceived.
何等的容易我们或者我自己可以被欺骗。
I have to catch myself sometimes because this worldly pursuit can be so enticing.
我经常要自己要警醒，因为这个世界上的追求真的是非常的。
I gain a little more.
压力非常大。
I'll be happier.
如果我再得着一点，也许我能够更快乐一点。
But that pursuit never ends.
但这个追求是永远没有底的。
You know, hopefully the Lord will wake us up from that American dream.
所以希望神能够让我们从美国梦里面醒。
Just as he woke up that remnant in 500 BC.
就像在主前500多年的时候，神怎样来让他的子民醒过来。
And when we finally wake up, hopefully our first response will be to repent.
希望我们醒过来之后，第一个反应就是悔改。
You know, and after we repent, what do we do?
悔改之后我们该如何呢？
Like the remnant, brothers and sisters, we need to build.
就像这些渔民一样，弟兄姐妹们，我们要起来建造。
We place our concern not on our own homes, but on the house of the Lord.
把我们的关心不是摆在自己的房屋、
We become concerned with his home, with the church.
放在他的家中，放在教会里面。
And I think like our brother mentioned at the beginning, what is at stake? At stake is the testimony of the Lord.
所以刚才弟兄已经提到了，我们这样做，我们得着的是什么？这个得着的就是一个见证。
A testimony that he is our God and we are his people.
就是他是神，我们是属他的子民。
And the evidence of that testimony is that he has a place to dwell.
这个证据就是说我们的神有一个可以居住的地方。
A place he can call home.
一个地方他可以说这是我的家。
A place where he can come and have fellowship with us and dine with us.
一个地方他可以进来与我们交谈，与我们一同坐席。
So these are the things that the Lord has been showing me.
这就是神在我心里面向我所启示的。
I'm not sharing these things because I've,you know, fully understood or mastered any of these things.
我这样分享并不代表我已经完全掌握了，完全了解，得着这些事。
Oftentimes I feel myself pursuing things in this world, my career or family, and the Lord has to give me a reminder like he did in Haggai.
经常我也是在追求职业，追求家庭上的事，所以神就像哈该书这样给我这样的信息，让我可以警醒。
And so hopefully this is a reminder to brothers and sisters and also an encouragement.
希望这个对在座的弟兄姐妹们也是一个提醒，而且是一个鼓励。
So those are all the thoughts I had on this chapter. Maybe we can close with a word of prayer.
这就是我在这一章里面所读到、所看到的。让我们结束的时候有一个祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful to you because you are a faithful God.
神啊，我们真的是感激你，因为你是信实的神。
Even when we're deceived and we wander away from you and we stop working on your house, you still don't let us go.
虽然我们被欺骗，我们来建造自己的房屋，离开你，但你却没有放弃我们。
Even though sometimes we're pursuing after our own career or our own education or the education of our kids, You never let us go.
虽然有的时候我们追求自己的职业、我们的学业、甚至孩子的学业，但是你还没有放弃我们。
You send Haggai and you send Zechariah and you send your Spirit today.
你差遣了哈该，差遣了撒加利亚，也今天来差遣圣灵。
You call us into repentance and you call us to build once again.
你呼召我们悔改，也呼召我们再起来建造。
And you call us to these things so that you might have a testimony here in this world.
你这样来呼召是为了在地上得着一个见证。
And that your testimony might be established through us.
愿意这个见证在我们中间被建立。
Lord, we are so thankful and so humbled that you would call a wretched people like us to build with you.
主啊，我们感谢你，你竟然来呼召我们这样啊邪恶的人。
We thank you that you take us and scrub us clean with your blood and allow us to be a testimony, to be your house.
感谢你借着血来洗净我们，使我们可以成为你的家。
We thank you so much, Lord, because you are the builder, you are the architect, and you are doing this work.
感谢你，因为你就是那建造的人，你就是那个建筑师。你就是做工的那一位。
And Lord, the work you have begun in us, we know you will bring to fruition.
我们知道你所在我们身上开始的善工，你必要让它成就。
So Lord, we just place our faith and our trust and our security, our joy and peace in you.
所以我们把我们的信心、我们的满足、我们的喜乐、安息，一切都摆在你里面。
And we find our rest in you as well.
因为我们在你里面也找着安息。
We thank you so much.
感谢你。
And we praise you and we give you our worship.
我们赞美你，把敬拜归给你。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
如此祷告是奉我们的主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.